You're listening to a life-changing message by Bishop Peter Mokanya, brought to you by a strong Christian church, a united denomination originating from the Lighthouse Group of Churches. Our aim is to provide a solid foundation, a Bible-based instruction to our church members to equip them to teach and preach wherever they may be. God bless you as you listen to this message.
Father, we thank you for your word today. Speak to us in Jesus' name. Amen. And open your Bible to 2 Chronicles 20. You may be seated. Amen. Good morning, everybody. Well, it has been a while. Some of you, you didn't even know I was not here. So it's a normal Sunday, and it's like I came the last time you were here and I came today. But I was on an apostolic visit to some of our churches. I was in Limpopo for some time. I visited our church in Palaworwa. I visited our church at the University of Limpopo. And I visited our church in Beggarsfort. Yes, we have churches all these places. And on Thursday and Friday, I was in our church in Toyando. Amen. I was in our church where? Toyando, Venda. How many of you are from Venda? Okay, beautiful. We have a church in Toyando. Amen. Our church where? Toyando. Amen. And how many of you are from Beggarsfort? Is anyone from Beggarsfort? You say, yes. Beggarsfort, only one person. So ask your neighbor, which town are you? If we don't have a church in your town, Nelspruit. Yeah, we have a church. I was supposed to go to Nelspruit as well, but by the grace of God, Bishop K visited there. So, and I cut my trip to that side, yes, because, and one of the things that you see is that God is working everywhere. God is what? Working everywhere. And I realize that when you sit in one place, you don't know what God is doing. Yes, when you sit. In fact, that's why my title is a bishop. I'm not supposed to be with you, like forever. Bishop means an overseer. That's what it means. Like I can't just be sitting. Anytime you see me here throughout, it means I'm not doing my job. Yes, like I'm here all the time. It means I'm not doing what? My job. Yes. So I have to visit all these churches, you know, and see what is happening there on the ground. You know, when you are a practical leader, you will not be an armchair leader. You know what is an armchair leader? Like you sit in the office and then just make calls. What is happening here, there? It doesn't make you see what is on the ground. It doesn't make you see the true state of things. So you need to travel and see. That's why sometimes you see the president has gone to some corner somewhere. And when he gets there, you know, I heard somebody say, no, we are preparing, we are grading the road, we are doing this because the president is coming. I said, hey, what about everyday life? What about what? So the people there are also having an everyday life. They have challenges. So as a leader, you have to go and see what is on the ground. Amen. So those of us who are in Apache, you must be happy that we can go to all these places to visit the churches, isn't it? Yes, it's biblical. You know, and I was telling those I was visiting that the Bible says that I long to see you so that I can what? Impart. In fact, the NLT says I long to visit you, you know, so that I can bring you some spiritual gift so that you may grow spiritually. Hallelujah. Amen. So I thank God for taking us safely all these journeys and bringing us back. Amen. Yes. Yesterday I was in Venda. So, you know, do you know Nandoni Dam? There's a dam that side. When I checked my GPS to come to church this morning, it was saying I have 5 hours. I said, anyway, Apache is also part of the church I must visit, so let me just go. So I'm here this morning. Amen. By the grace of God. Hallelujah. Well, this morning I want to talk about Aman and Chalak. So we are speaking Hebrew. Somebody say Aman and Chalak. Aman is spelled A-M-A-N. Aman and Chalak. Somebody say Aman and Chalak. Chalak is T-S-A-L-A-C-H, I think. Chalak. Amen. All of them are Hebrew words. Tell your neighbor, you must learn some Hebrew sometimes. Amen. But I want to read in 2 Chronicles 20. The Bible says, and it came to pass after this also that the children of Moab and the children of Ammon, and with them other besides the Ammonites, came against Jehoshaphat to battle. Amen. So all these nations, they came against the people of God. Then there came some that told Jehoshaphat, saying, there cometh a great multitude against thee from beyond the sea on this side Syria, and behold, they be in Hazazon Tamar, which is Engedi. It's like you wake up in the morning and you are surrounded. See, this was what happened. And Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord. Hallelujah. He set himself to do what? To seek the Lord. When you are surrounded, what must you do? Yeah, some of us are surrounded by different enemies. Yes. When you look at your life, it's like, because anytime you are living a life of defeat, it means that an enemy is attacking you on all sides. When you think this one is over, another one has started. Now, Jehoshaphat did something. He said that, and Jehoshaphat set himself to seek the Lord. And what did he do, number one? And proclaimed a fast. Throughout what? All Judah. Anytime you are fasting, you are setting yourself to do what? To seek the Lord. Anytime you are not fasting, you are not set to seek the Lord. Do you understand? Do you understand when it says set to seek the Lord? It's like you've not prepared yourself, or you've not, you don't have a demeanor of seeking God or the heart. It's like it's just everyday life. But when you stop, you say, Lord, this week I am taking away my breakfast and my lunch. And I'll only take what? Supper. Immediately, even your body knows that you've set yourself to do what? To seek the Lord. May we set ourselves to seek the Lord. So, as we are on this verse, I'm going to proclaim some prayer meetings for the first service only. Okay, you are not excited. I said some prayer meetings for what? First service. Will you come? Anyway, I will set them. I will just tell you, this is the first service only prayer meeting, and watch whether you will come. Yes. As for setting them, I will, so that what God is directing me to do, I will do it. You know, whether you come or not, that's up to you. When we go for the judgment, God will say, did you do your setting the program? I will say, yes, sir. And then they will say, did you attend? What will you say? Yes, sir. Okay, good. Then it will be powerful. So I'll be doing, we'll be doing some prayer meetings. I'll tell you, maybe on Fridays or something, for us to come. Just only this service, if you are here today. Are you getting it? Yes. So that we can set ourselves to do what? To seek the Lord. Amen. And Judah gathered themselves together. Gathered themselves what? Together. To seek help or to ask help of the Lord. Even out of all the cities of Judah, they came. You see that you have to come from everywhere to seek the Lord. And Jehoshaphat stood in the congregation of Judah and Jerusalem in the house of the Lord before the new court and said, O Lord God of our fathers, art not thou God in heaven? Somebody say, art thou not God in heaven? And rulest not thou all over all kingdoms of the earth? And in thine hand is there not power and might, so that none is able to withstand thee? You see, that's the kind of God you serve. He's a God who, you see, number one, you see, Jehoshaphat says, are you not God in heaven? Somebody say, are you not God in heaven? So, is he not God in heaven? He is. And he says, and rulest thou not over all kingdoms of the heathen? He says that you even rule in the kingdoms of, what is the heathen? Like unbelievers. You rule all over the world. Even in China, you are God. Even in Afghanistan, you are God. Is he not God of over all the earth? Is he not? And he says, in thine hand, is there not power and might? Is there power and might in the hand of God? So that none is able to withstand thee. Art not thou our God, who didst drive out the inhabitants of this land before thy people Israel, and gavest it to thy seed Abraham, thy friend, forever? And they dwell therein, and have built thee a sanctuary therein for thy name, saying, if when evil cometh upon us, and as the sword, judgment or pestilence or famine, we stand before this house and in thy presence, for thy name is in this house, and cry unto thee in our affliction, then thou will hear and help. Somebody say, you will hear and help. Say, God will hear and help. How many of you want God to hear and help? Yes. When you are surrounded. See, many of us are surrounded. I mean, I don't even have to look far. When you look in your life, you realize that you are what? Surrounded. But the first thing we must do is to set ourselves to seek the Lord. Tell your neighbor, set yourself to seek the Lord. Hallelujah. It says, and now behold, the children of Ammon and Mount Seir and Moab, whom thou wouldest not let Israel invade when they came out of the land of Egypt, but they turned from them and destroyed them not. Behold, I say, how they reward us to come to cast us out of thy possession, which thou hast given us to inherit. When you are broke, this is the kind of prayer you must pray. You must, any machonisa that is harassing you, you must pray this prayer. Huh? You must pray what? Any creditor who's calling you every day, you must pray this prayer. Amen. It says, O our God, wilt thou not judge them? For we have not might against this great company that cometh against us, neither know we what to do. but our eyes are upon thee. May our eyes be upon God. I say, may our eyes be upon God. May we set ourselves to see God. That's what I'm saying, that we need to set prayer meetings where we are praying as a congregation. I think there is a difference between praying alone in your house and also praying as a congregation. There is a difference. When we come together, there's what we call the corporate anointing. Somebody say corporate anointing. Yes. You know, how many of you, you've been in your house, you want to pray, but before you realize it's in the morning, you didn't pray. Has it happened to you? Yes. So you realize that your singular anointing only works to sleep. But when you come for corporate anointing, you realize that the prayers that you couldn't pray in your house, they will work in the church. So I want us to seek the Lord, set ourselves to seek the Lord, to seek the help of God. Some of the breakthroughs, they will come as we seek the face of God. Hallelujah. Which verse am I on? Verse 12 or verse 13 says, and all Judah stood before the Lord. All Judah did what? Stood before the Lord with their little ones. With their what? Little ones. Their wives. And what? Their children. You see, there's a difference between little ones and the children. So meaning that you can't say, no, I just, my baby is only 6 months. Ah. So the little one shouldn't see God. I said, the little ones shouldn't see God. They should see God. Then upon Jahaziel, somebody say upon. After he finished praying, after he what? He finished praying to who? To who? To God. The Bible says, then upon Jahaziel, the son of Zechariah, the son of Benaiah, the son of Jael, the son of Mattaniah, a Levite of the sons of Asaph, came the Spirit of the Lord in the midst of the congregation. Somebody say, the Spirit of the Lord. So, as they were praying, there was a Levite or a priest or a pastor. So the answer, God answered. But he answered through this, what is his name? You can't see the name. Jahaziel. And he said, listen to what he said. He said, hearken ye all Judah and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, and you King Jehoshaphat, thus saith the Lord unto you, be not afraid nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude. For the battle is not yours, but God's. I said, the battle is not yours, but who? God. I want to tell you this morning that the things that are fighting you, they are not fighting you, they are fighting against God. I said, they are fighting what? Against God. But because you have not sought the Lord, that's why you think it's your fight. Somebody say, it's the fight of God. Say, the battle belongs to the Lord. So, the things that you are fighting are actually interfering with God himself. And as we set ourselves to seek the Lord, God will come on the scene. So, the Spirit of God came upon this pastor or this prophet. And he said, listen, don't be dismayed. Don't be afraid by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's. Tomorrow, somebody say tomorrow, go ye down against them. Behold, they come up by the cliff of Ziz. Immediately he said, no, tomorrow, you see, they are fighting you. So you go out, don't be afraid, go out. Number one, I'm showing you direction, which side they will come from. Say they will come by the cliff of Ziz. And you will find them at the end of the brook before the wilderness of Jeriel. I tell you, seeking the Lord is important because you receive direction.
You see, some fights, not that you will not win, but you won't win without direction. You won't win without what? I was telling somebody that there are some fights that are not worth fighting. Do you understand? There are some what? You know, like if you are married, you are married. Anytime you have an argument with your spouse, just check whether this argument is worth engaging in. Some arguments, just agree because it's not worth it. It's not what? Well, just agree before there's an argument. I don't know, I could give you some examples, but like, there are some arguments that, you see, that you'll be unhappy the whole day, but it was just about where the toothbrush was. Do you understand? Like, yeah, where's my toothbrush? Or where's the toothpaste? Why is the toothpaste squeezed in the middle and not at the bottom? So that kind of argument, whether it's squeezed in the middle or at the bottom, is not what, it's not worth it. Do you understand? So let it go. So if you find that your toothpaste, you like squeezing from the back, and it was squeezed where? In the middle. And you see it, just close it and then squeeze it back from the back. And then keep quiet. Because it's not one of the fights that you want to pick up at this time. Are you getting it? Yes. So you must also be directed by God. As for this one, and there are some fights you will never win. As a husband, you must know the fights that you will never win. But there are those that you must engage in. Yes. So I'm just saying that be directed. Hallelujah. So in this fight, God said, look, yes, I know you are surrounded. I know that you are afraid. I know that about 3 or 4 countries are coming again. You know, like right now in Israel, all the people around, you know, when you check Israel, the where they are positioned, all the people around them are their enemies. Yes. I mean, oh, their friends are far. Like their friend, like America. Can you imagine, like the person who can defend you is, I mean, cross Atlantic. You are in the Middle East or in Asia. Where is Israel? Do you know where Israel is? Which continent is Israel? Where? Middle East. Go and check again. Hallelujah. Now, you see that the people are far and everyone, look, that's why in March? When did they fire rockets into Israel? Was it last year, October? Is it this year or this year? This year, last year, this year. May, in May. Just they woke up one day about, they threw rockets and captured over 1,000 people. Yes. But when they rose up also themselves, I mean, it's a terrible war. Terrible, terrible. And then also, Iran has vowed that they want to eliminate Israel from the map. Yes, like, this is the vow. Like, our aim is to eliminate Israel from where? The map. And there's a very, the size of Israel is like Kruger National Park in South Africa. That's like how big the country is. And Iran says they want to do what? Eliminate them. Obviously, if God is not on your side, I say, if God is not what? You will not survive. You will not survive. It must take, for Israel to still exist today, there must be some supernatural power at work. Yes, because everyone is against them. So some of us, you see that everything is against, but the mistake you are making is that you have not set yourself. You have not what? Set yourself to seek the Lord. You have not set yourself to seek the face of God. Like your attitude is not the one of seeking God. You are always, you know, standing up and as if you know what to do. Pride has filled our hearts. We don't humble ourselves. You know, that's why in 2 Chronicles 7, verse 14, the Bible says that if my people who are called by my name will do a number one, humble themselves. And I want to tell you that Apache First Service, if we don't humble ourselves, and pray. And do what? And pray. The reason why I will call for a meeting and you don't come, it means you lack humility. You lack what? Humility. Like I'll say, this Friday we are having an all night and you don't come. It means you lack what? Humility. Not humility as in like before me. No, before God. Before God. Like you don't think that you think that everything is fine. Because you see, many of us, when things are okay, you know, like you in Europe, some they don't believe in God because it's like things are okay. When you open the water like this, it comes. When you put the electricity on, and then even when you don't work, they pay you for not working. So it's more, you know, during COVID, some of the benefits that people would get, it's like they realize that it's more beneficial not to work and be at home than to go to work. Like the benefits of unemployment are more better than the job you were doing. Not in South Africa. 350 will not take you far. I said 350 will not take you where? Far. So you see that when you think you are okay, you don't set yourself to seek God. If our attitude as a church is not the one of humility, of seeking the face of God, are you there? You see that we will be defeated. Please, Bible. Okay. They are not trying to help me. Okay, you're helping me now. And he says, how many of you are going to humble yourself? Will you humble yourself? So from now on until the end of the year, we are going into what? Humbling ourselves. Do you know that there's only one thing that God will not do for you? Is to humble. Humility. He says, humble yourself. Humble yourself in the sight of God and he will lift you up. So God cannot take you down like, no, he wants you to, he wants to lift you up. So you must do the humbling. By praying, by seeking the face of God. I'm going to declare things and programs to seek God only for this service. Will you come or you won't come? Anyway, whether you come or not, I've declared it anyway. That let me not worry about whether you will come or not. I should worry about declaring it so that I know I have done it. Amen. It says, and turn. Humble yourself, pray, seek my face. Turn from what? Your wicked ways. God wants us to turn from our wicked ways. Then will I hear from heaven. He said, this is what Jehoshaphat was saying. So he set himself to seek the Lord. He says, when we come to this house and we pray, there are certain prayers that God honors them because you came together to pray. Yes, they are called prayers of agreement. Even Jesus said, where two or three gather, I am in their midst. It means that if you are one, he might not come. I'm only reading scriptures. Yes, there are some things when you are alone, they don't work. So God is waiting for us to have a corporate prayer. He is waiting for us to have unity, to be a church. You see, a church is not only Sunday morning coming together. A church is a living on organism. It's not just an organized gathering. There must be active things within the church. There must be life, like there must be a certain life, not just coming to sit down, listen. No, how can we just be coming to listen to the word and live every Sunday? So what is your role in the church? I'm talking to you, okay. What is your role in the church? As a church member. So what, because you see, the church, like I'm saying, the church is not the pastor. The church is all of us. I said, the church is who? The Bible says that you are either, maybe you are the hand, you are the eye. Some of us, you are the ear. Some of us, you are the leg. So it means that if, let's say, the church is just the mouth, no eyes, no ears, even the mouth without ears, it will not speak. Maybe you are supposed to be the eye, but you are sleeping when you are calling for prayer. You've decided to relax and watch BBC and CNN. When you are supposed to be having an all night. And then you are criticizing the mouth for not speaking. Because they can't hear. You are supposed to be the ear. Or for not moving the legs. You say, as for these legs, we've been in one place for a long time. You should open your eyes to see for us to move forward. You know, yesterday I was at the wedding and I didn't notice when I sat on the table that we sat, you know, for the pastors. I found one man sitting there. So I said, he was wearing shades. You know, I said, hello. He said, hi, how are you? So fine. But as I was there, he kept on like making comments as the program was going on. You know, like finding comments and whatever. You know, like not funny as in like derogatory, but you know, he will repeat whatever the MC is saying. He will, you know. Then I told my wife that, you know, this man is blind. She said, no. I said, no. Look at him. He's actually what? Blind. It's when we started eating, I noticed that, like, the wife had to help him. So, and then I noticed that when he was there, after he ate, the wife had to give him, like, even to give him something to wipe, he had to, like, you know, she had to hold him on the hand to say, this is whatever. And I said, so I thought that, what if no one was with him? What if no one was what? With him. The church is a body. The church is what? A body. And the Bible says, members in particular. We are the body of Christ. So don't say, oh, as for me, I will just come to church, hear what Bishop has to say. Maybe this Sunday it will not be boring. And then I will go I have an appointment at 11. You know, Bishop Peter, he preaches long, so let me. Hey, you have a role in church. I say, you have what? You have a role in church. Let's seek the Lord. Now, when we seek the Lord, you see, this is a part. There are two parts. One is you with God. Are you getting it? There are two parts. So I'll show you the two parts. Go back to my verse. So it's like you see, Jehoshaphat rose up, gathered the people, and they sought God. Hallelujah. Now, please go back to my verse, the chapter 20. It says in verse 17, and ye shall not need to fight in this battle. So they'll not need to do what? To fight. You are going to war, but God says you are not going to fight. May you receive the direction of God. I say, may you receive the direction of God. Some of you will be like you are a superman. After you've humbled yourself before the Lord and you have prayed, you've sought the face of God, that thing that is resisting you in your office, you don't need to fight. Some of us, we are engaged in useless fights. The fight doesn't belong to you. It belongs to who? To God. But God said, direction is that go out. Do what? Go out. Don't be timid. Appear before the panel. Stand. That person who's against you, stand. If it's a disciplinary hearing or whatever, stand there. But the Bible says you will not need to fight. You see that amongst the people who are conspiring against you, they will be fighting each other. Yes. That conspiracy. You see that in the midst, as if they thought they are fighting you, but when they gather with you to persecute you, now there will be misunderstanding between the two of them. He says that, listen, Which verse was I reading? Verse 17. It says, she shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourself, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord your God. O Judah and Jerusalem, fear not, be not dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord will be with you. I said, the Lord will be with who? With you. And Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground, and all Judah and inhabitants of Jerusalem fell before the Lord, worshiping the Lord. And the Levites and the children of the Kohathites and the children of the Korahites stood up to praise God of Israel with a loud voice. And verse 20. So this was, you know, yesterday they were praising God and everything. So this was the second day. Notice what they did. They set themselves to see. This was the second day. It says, and they rose early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. As they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Judah, and ye inhabitants of what? Jerusalem. It says, believe in the Lord your God. So this is, believe who? God. This is the first part. You notice that they sought the Lord first, isn't it? They fasted, isn't it? So that's believing in God. Believe that God will intervene in your life. And he says, when you believe in God, ye shall be what? Established. That word established is the word aman. It means to nest. It means to foster as a parent. It means that to be nest until you grow. Hallelujah. Established. But when you're established, you are still in one place. Established speaks of being grounded, isn't it? But he says, also, believe his prophets. Do you remember that prophet? What was his name? Jeriel. Is it Jeriel or Jahaziel? Jahaziel. The way they even introduced him, it means that he was not a known prophet. It was some guy who just rose up. He's a pastor man, whatever there. So the king said, that guy who spoke, he was speaking the words of God. He was speaking what? The words of God. You see, many of us, we come to church, I will be speaking like this. You just, oh, it's just another Sunday. It's just what? Yes. You are not receiving the direction of God that you must humble yourself and seek the Lord. That in that battle, God wants you to set yourself, prepare yourself to see God. Humble yourself. Hallelujah. Humble yourself. And he says, so shall ye what? Prosper. That word prosper is the word chalak. Somebody say chalak. And if you have a good Bible, it means to prosper, number one. It means to come mightily. It means to break out. Somebody say break out. It means to advance. It means to make progress. I see you making progress. I say, I see you making progress. It says to bring to success an issue. You see, when you believe the prophets, you believe in God, you are established. But believe the direction that your pastor is giving you. He says that's when you will do what? You will prosper. Or you will go forward. Prosper, you know, when the word prosper, many of us will just look at it in terms of money. No, it means to break out. You have been in one place for a long time. You have not had a breakthrough or a breakout, but I see you breaking out. I say, I see you breaking out. One of the problems problems of people who have been in church for a long time is that they become religious. You see, like some of us who have been in church, like you know, you can even tell the history of the church. You are like that grandmother when you sit down with them, they tell you the history. Like you know the history of the church. The problem is that we become religious. So any direction that comes, oh, as for these young pastors, we know them. This message was preached about 3 years ago. So you can't even hear the voice of God. You can't even hear the direction of God. Say, if Bishop has started here, I know where he's going. So you miss out the direction of God. So you become religious and it's like no breakthrough. You don't, you just become stuck. May we not be stuck. Now, we are surprised when we see new people. That's why anytime you, if you watch the moves of God, like the moves of God in the generations, you realize that after some time, church becomes stuck and God leaves that church and starts another movement. Yes, you see Orthodox and then Pentecostal. When the Pentecostals are becoming stuck, he introduced charismatic. The charismatic also when they become, there's a new move and a new way, the prophetic. You see, God is not stuck in your religiosity. You can't put God in a box. So believe, when a prophetic word comes, let's believe it. It says you will break forth and break out. Somebody say, break forth and break out. I see you breaking out. I see you making progress. I see you advancing. I see you prospering. I say, I see you prospering. I see you being successful. In the name of Jesus. You will not just come to church every Sunday and stay in one place. May there be a proof. You see, like Jehoshaphat said, he said, are you not God in heaven? Are you, don't you serve God in heaven? I'm asking you, are you not serving God in heaven? But why is your life at a stagnation? It's that you've been in the park station for a long time. But God says, believe in God, you will be established. Believe in his prophets, and you shall what? Prosper. He says, you will amman and chalak. Many of us have not chalak. Yes, you've been a member of this church for a long time, but I don't see progress in your life. That's why many of us, after some time, say, I need to change and find another prophet. You don't need a prophet. You just need to believe the prophet God has given you. Believe the direction. Because most of the things that you are told, you are so religious that you don't even hear them anymore. Many times I've come in this church, declared things, let's do this, one, two, three. And then I come on that day. Half of you, or 80%, you are not there. Why are you so quiet on me? As if I'm not talking to you. Yes. As if we are not talking to you. First service, I'm talking to all of you who are here. Hallelujah. Greater love service. Yes. I thought your love is greater. Let's respond to God. Let's not be so used to God that he can't even move us anymore. Eh? It's like God can't move you. When God touches you, you say, who's that? One wife, the husband was touching her in the night. And then she said, who's that? The husband, who could it be? When you say, who's that? Who are you expecting it to be? It's me, of course. You see, that's when you are religious, it's that you are used to the touch. Then you are disturbing me. May we respond to the touch of God. So that we can what? Aman and chalak. The Aman speaks of your relationship, your personal relationship with God. That's why he said, are you not God in heaven? Are you not ruling in the nations of the world? Are you not the one who defeated the enemies before your people Israel? You see, there's someone who's established in God. You know how to pray. But you lack something. You lack believing in what? The prophets. The direction of God. Let's do one, two, three. As I'm telling you that I'm going to have all night, you should say amen. Amen. And you should say amen by also what? Attending. Yes. So that we can prosper. I want to see you prospering. Yes. You know, 1 John 3, 2, he says that, beloved, 3 John 2, he says, beloved, I wish above all that thou mayest prosper, be in health, even as your soul what? Prospereth. I wish, it's like, that's my wish. May you not come to church and you are stuck. Amen? I wish above all that thou mayest what? Prosper. May you prosper in Jesus' name. May you be in health as your soul also what? Prospers. Put your hands together for Jesus. Let's run our feet. Hallelujah. Aman and Chalak. How many of you are going to Aman? So I'm going to talk to you, God willing, maybe next time I see you, we'll expound on the Aman and also the what? Chalak. One of the reasons why we don't believe in the prophets is because the word of God is not in you. You know, Jesus said something. You know, they wanted to kill him. He says that if the word of God was in you, you wouldn't have been seeking to kill me. And he said, if you had believed Moses, you would have believed me. So one of the reasons why we can't believe the prophets of God is because the word of God is no longer the word of God. It's tradition. It's like when the word of God comes, it's like, oh, just another sermon. You can't decipher and discern that this is the direction and the guidance of God for my life. Lift your hands and pray that God help me. May I humble myself and receive the word of God. In the name of Jesus. Kale bosi kataya. Landi basi takayenda le bosi ke ala mama. Le baba masande di kili basi yata. Mande le bosi ke te abanda la baba. Mande kataya le bosi te ke amanda la baba mama. Le kaya si ke te ala bande le bosi kataya. Le baba basali boko la bati ke le bosi. Oh, Holy Spirit, thank you for speaking to us. Thank you for speaking to us. Mandala baba bazia kataya nebozia nalaba. Le baba 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 baba. Rama le bosi kaya la mama mama mandele bozia nalaba. Le baba baba baba. Somebody pray, Lord. Oh, just seek the face of God. Set yourself to seek the Lord. Kamala baba banele bozi kaya taya la baba baba baba. Le ba 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 ba. Le ba 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 ya kama ya la bosiete le be le be le be le. Oh le ba 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 ba. Le ba 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 la bosiete le ba ba ba. Oh le ba si le ba kama le bosiete le ba 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 ba. Re ba la ba 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 ziata ya la ma de bosiete. And I know the joy that floods my soul. Oh, something wonderful happened, and I. Oh, he touched me.
that will aman and chalak. Thank you that, Lord, your word will find a place in our hearts. I pray that, Lord, may we not be callous. May we not have stony hearts. Replace the hard and stony heart with a soft heart, O God. A heart that can hear from you. A heart that can discern the word of God. A heart, Lord, that can be guided and be led by the Spirit of God. Lord, may we be humble before you. May we be humble before your word. Lord, may we set ourselves to seek you, Father. In our private moments, may we seek you, Father. Lord, the prophets that you have given to us, the servants that you have given to us, may they just not be a byword to us. But Lord, may they be the oracles of God. May they be the oracles of God, Lord, that we hearken unto the direction that they give so that we can chalak, break out and prosper, advance. I pray, Lord, for your people that, Lord, we will do well in every sphere of life. Anyone who's under siege by the devil, I break that power over their lives. May they break out of any confinement and restriction. Oh, Father, anything that has stood before them as a resisting and an opposing force, now by the power of the Spirit of God, I break it. In the name of Jesus, I pray for advancement. Oh God, thank you. For 100 times steps forward. In the name of Jesus. Oh, I see us advancing. I hear the word advancement. You are advancing in your life. You are overcoming in your life. Receive the breakthrough of God in the name of Jesus. Father, thank you. Kamosi kataya. Le baba sande ke bataya la baba. Kande bosia taya la baba baba. The Egyptians you see today, you will see them no more. In the name of Jesus. Kamosi atayane. Monderia kataya. Thank you, Father. Lesikataya. Thank you for your word to our hearts this morning. In Jesus' name. With every eye closed, every head bowed. Maybe you are here today, you are not born again. You want to say, Pastor, pray with me. I want to give my life to Jesus. Before you can advance in life, the first step is to receive Jesus in your heart as your Lord and personal Savior. If you are here, you want to say, Pastor, pray with me. I want to give my life to Jesus. Lift your right hand up high. Just your right hand up high and I will pray with you. If you've lifted your hand, come to me. Let me pray with you. Just come, come. God bless you. God bless you. Say this prayer with me. Say, Lord Jesus, thank you for an opportunity. Thank you for a chance. Thank you for the privilege of receiving you, Jesus, in my heart as my Lord and personal Savior. Heavenly Father, please forgive me of all my sins, all my mistakes, all the wrong things I've ever done. Please wash me with the blood of Jesus and make me your child. Heavenly Father, please write my name in your book of life. Say my name is, mention your name. My name is, please write this name in your book of life and make me your child. Say, and now, Satan, I bind you. I refuse you. I am no longer yours. I belong to God. And I will serve God for the rest of my days. Thank you, Jesus, for
for loving me and for saving me. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for listening. We'd love for you to join us on Sundays for our Greater Love service at 7:30 a.m. or the Anakazo Experience at 10:30 a.m. We are located in Sunnyside, Pretoria, at Cornelius and Godbeck. Stay in touch by following our social media platforms at Strong Christian Church. Let me stay.